Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by Shorebirds right-handed pitcher Dalton Neuschwander. And Neusch, and thanks for a little bit of time. As we come down the stretch of the season so far, you've been with the Shorebirds really since the beginning. So how has this first year pro ball gone for you so far?
Pretty good. There's been a few struggles, up and downs, but learning a lot. So taking it all in, getting perspective from teammates, from coaches, so I'm really enjoying it.
What's maybe the number one thing you've learned so far this year?
Kind of like the mental toughness it takes to be able to stay like locked in with your individual stuff, but also help your teammates. It's a little bit different from college, where you're kind of just more of a team aspect, where everybody now here is kind of got their own individual things they're working through. So you try to help them when you can, but you also got to like be in your own shoes and be in the moment.
What are some of the individual things maybe you've focused on here throughout the year?
Definitely trying to get more strikeouts. It's a big part of the pro ball. Big difference. Balls in play or more hits here than in college, so strikeouts are at a premium, and you're trying to get those when you can.
It feels like the stuff you have has been pretty good this year. Unfortunately, it seems like teams have hit you around a little bit. So what's it been like trying to fight through those struggles a little bit?
It's kind of more of putting the ball where you need it, not just in the zone. Is where you're going to put it in the zone. So being more particular with your pitches and mixing them, trying to find the tunnels that can kind of expose our weaknesses. So working through those and just trying to be the best I can.
I know it's got to probably feel tough after some of those out and to see teams have the success they do, but at the same time, it feels like when you go back to the lab afterwards, it's easier to maybe work around something like that rather than maybe not having just control of your pitches overall.
No, you're right. That's one of the things I'm learning this year is obviously with your success, you don't learn as much, but through these failures and hardships, I'm learning a lot. So it's kind of a step in the right direction. A lot of people, you can take it the wrong way. I'm trying not to. So I look at failure as a learning opportunity, and that's what I've been doing.
How helpful has Bailey Volstecki, the pitching coach, been this year?
It has been great. Definitely a new voice from coming from college, so being able to work with a coach like him is very cool.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of technology behind the scenes, too. I know a lot of guys point to Ben Castiglio, the tech coordinator for this team, and the info he provides. So how important is that resource for you guys?
It's very important. That's where most of our scouting comes from, very analytic heavy, which is can be a bad thing at times, but you know when you take it in perspective and you use it right the way, it's a great tool to have. So I was an analytics background in college, so it was very nice to be able to kind of combine those two here.
And then you're coming from a Division II school as well. So what's that transition been like for you coming from D2 to the pro ranks here?
It's really cool. Not a lot of people get that opportunity, but I've met some kids that also came from the D2 ranks. So being able to like compare our lifestyles with them is cool. But obviously trying to represent for those guys, it's kind of harder to get that opportunity. So I'm very fortunate that I did. I do want to give a shout out to UWF now making that D1. Jumped the D1 ranks, so it was very cool for them. So proud of them.
You know, talking to a few guys who've maybe come from the NAIA level or Division II, maybe not just the D1 route, it feels like the competition is still pretty good at that level. So obviously, it seems like you can still speak to facing high level competition, maybe at that level of baseball.
No, absolutely. A lot of people, they don't get the opportunities to play D1. That's okay. You still got the opportunity to play baseball. I feel like a lot of people at the D2 ranks, they embrace that like I did, and just make the most of it. You got to work harder, but that's part of it, and I feel it kind of like makes you into a better person. I'm very fortunate I got the opportunity to play D2 baseball, and like I said, I made the most of it. I'm very fortunate now that I have this opportunity to play professional baseball.
Now we have about a month left in the season. It's crazy to say, but for a pitcher, that might only mean you'll have 4 or 5 appearances left on the mound. So what's maybe the focus for you here as we come down the stretch?
It's finished strong. It's finished better than I started. Obviously, like I said, it's been a few struggles, so the stats aren't exactly where I want them. I know they're not going to make a huge jump over the next 4 to 5 weeks, but for me, it's kind of like a fresh slate. It's like, let's end the season better than we started it. So these last 4 to 5 starts that I get, I'm going to make the most of each opportunity and just take it pitch by pitch.
Well, Dalton, I really appreciate the time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Dalton Neuschwander. We're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.